All right, kids, come down the front. No school tomorrow, huh? You going to sleep in late tomorrow? No school? Oh. Stay up all night tonight? Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you about something I'm not very good at doing. You know what that something is? Fishing. Do you realize I have caught some fish, very few, very small. It's just very sad. But I've never caught a bass. You know what a bass is? Okay. Never caught one. I was promised one time when I went with a friend that he would help me catch a bass. And I was in that boat and he was just catching bass left and right. I didn't catch anything. I caught a little sun, a little time out in the water. And so therefore I haven't really enjoyed fishing. But here's what I've learned. I have caught fish. I can remember the good old days when my grandfather would take me out to a pond and I'd get that hook and you'd have to buy worms and it was gross. But I can remember putting that worm on there thinking, what's the best way to put that worm on there so that fish will see it and want to eat it? So I'd try to be careful putting the hook in, you know, make it look like it was alive. And I guess the fish looked at it and goes, oh, that looks good. I didn't catch a whole lot, but I caught some. And it was because of the hook? Did the fish want it because of the hook? No, he wanted it because of the... Now, I've been told, Mr. Sam, these are his. I've been told that these will, I guess, catch bass. And here's the way it works. Like, I can't even open. That might be a reason I'm pretty bad. This one here. I think this is the one that you put it in the water. Let's see if I can get it open. I thought it was open. Yeah, there it is. And I'm in the water, maybe in a boat, and I'm looking for a bass. And I'm going to catch one this year. It's my goal to get a bass. Boy, I'm hooked and I can't even get out of the paper. I'm going to end up having to... All right, here we go.
My goal is to catch another fish. I've only caught one fish.
You've only caught one? Well, don't come to me. You've caught a lot, thanks. Now you put this thing... The way I understand it is you put this thing... See how it's pretty? And it's got these hooks. And these things are bad. They hurt. And the way I understand it, you kind of jerk it through the water and it looks like a little fish that the bass eat, or a shad, or is that what it's called, a shad?
The bass eat the shad.
The bass eat the shad. So here's this bass thinking, I sure am hungry. And all of a sudden, he sees this little thing coming along. Now, he can't see the hooks. It's moving. And all of a sudden, he thinks, gosh, it looks good. I am hungry. I am hungry. And all of a sudden, that bass grabs that good-looking shad, and guess what's on the shad?
The bass.
Well, the bass is on the shad, but he's on the hook. And because he didn't see the hook, he's going to end up in someone's frying pan, or he might get loose from the hook, but he's going to be hurting. I mean, he could tear loose or get loose and he's going to be okay, but he's going to hurt. And when I thought about that, the Bible teaches that temptation's this way. Here you are in your life. You see something, it looks really, really, really good. But then you kind of think in your head, that doesn't seem right. That's not something I need to do. Maybe it's like you need to get a good grade in school. And you're sitting next to someone real smart, and you're thinking, well, if I looked on their paper, I might make 100, and then my mom and dad would be happy, and I'd be on the A honor row, and all I have to do is just get one or two answers, and you think, I'd really, and then you're thinking, no, but the Bible says you're not supposed to cheat, you're not supposed to lie about what, and you go back and forth, and all of a sudden you decide, oh, I'm just going to cheat. And you cheat. And when you cheat, it's just like that bass. You get on the hook. And what it is, it's not sin to think about doing wrong. It's only sin when you do wrong. And here's the thing. When you do wrong, there's consequences. Just like that fish has the consequences of a hook, in your life, when you do wrong, when you go against what God wants you to do, there is consequences. And so the thing is to remember this. Always, always try to do what God wants you to do. Beware of doing things just because they look like good things. And as you get older and dates, the same way, you have to be very careful. Okay? Don't be tempted. Don't give in to temptation. Always do the right thing. Let's pray. Father, be with these kids as they grow up and help them to make wise choices. Help them to do what you want, not what they may want to do. Help them to be wise, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.